To me, the best sports announcer in Bangor has a Holton connection. And he's also the sports director of WZON in Bangor, Dale Duff. And Dale, it's a lot of fun to sit down to a guy that's been around as long as we have.
Yes, it is. Thank you for those comments, by the way. And it's a labor of love, as you know. Anytime you come to the tournament to do these games or any other sporting event, I'm not sure it's work. It's just a labor of love.
Dale, you got a Holton background. You went to Holton High, didn't you?
I did. I was a member of the class of 1975. And how about this? I was a member of the last graduating class of Ricker College, 1978. It was a good thing I did my four-year degree in 3 years, I'll tell you that.
Dale, the Duff family has quite a connection with sports in the Holton area, including your dad.
Yeah, he's been around forever, fixing cars and fixing lawnmowers. And now my brother has the operation now. But we learned the work ethic early and often. And it's, I think, put me in good stead all these years covering sports because I love to work it.
I think your dad used to do a lot of American Legion baseball, didn't he?
Yeah, well, more Little League. He did mostly Little League, coached our team. In fact, I remember your boy Robbie and my older brothers played together. I came along, I guess, 3 or 4 years later, but my father coached, and at one point he was the president of the Little League up in Holton, and like father, like son or whatever, now I'm the president down here in Bangor and a coach of Bangor East Little League.
Dale, who were some of the high school teammates you had at Holton for their basketball teams?
Well, we go back to the time, one of the ones that I remember most, Joel Oliver. Matt Oliver, his younger brother, turned out to be the big high scorer for Hodgson. He was a 2,000-point scorer, Matt was. But Joel Oliver was one of the guys I remember. What I remember most at that time period in the early 70s and then to the mid-70s, I got a chance to work at the WHOU. I was playing some freshman and JV ball, and I was never going to be good enough to play varsity. And I think I made the right decision to see if I could get into the broadcasting end. And Bob Blanchett was kind enough to let me start setting in with games, and I'd keep the book for them. And back then, instead of using the headset microphones, you just had a stick microphone.
Well, I'm very aware of it.
Yeah. And what I learned was, and I could say this now after all these years to Bob, is the more stats I keep, the more times he'd put the microphone over to me and I got to talk more. And so that's what I started to do. So, you know, we'd just come through that great undefeated Holton team, the 18-0. Was that 72? 71 or 72?
Yeah, I think that was the year Robbie played.
Yeah.
And they had Copperthwaite and
Al Copperthwaite.
And Fitzpatrick, I think, played on that
Steve
team.
Steve Fitzpatrick and I think Adams. And, yeah, I mean, I go back, Boog Lee and Varney.
Willie Varney
and Joe Leishman came along at some point. He was a great player. And, you know, when you start mentioning the names, you start leaving them out. Terry Sperling, the coach, and he's right down where we're sitting. He's what we call Coach's Corner down here at the auditorium. He's down here for the whole tournament week. I always have a chance to chat with him.
I saw Terry yesterday, talked to him, and his son-in-law, you know, is Marty Bouchard.
Yes.
Also on the principal, and he's over on the desk across the way from us. Dale, when did you first get connected with, I think it was WLBZ at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I had the good fortune, as I just said, that I graduated from Ricker in 1978, and 2 weeks later, I got a chance to join Channel 2 as a summertime replacement news reporter. And I'll never forget, it was 40 hours a week for 10 weeks in the summer, and minimum wage at that time was $3 an hour. and that's what I got.
You were lucky to get that. When I started, it was a lot cheaper than that.
I'll bet. But I loved it. All I could do was hope that somebody would move on and I could be able to stay on, and that happened. And so I stayed there, and for the first 3 or 4 years, I worked on the news side. I covered the potato blockade at the border over there in Houlton, 130 below winter day. I remember that one. And I covered paper company strikes and plane crashes and some good feature stories, too. And then when Bill Green moved from Bangor down to Portland to down to Channel 6, I got a chance to take over the sports desk, and I did that for 15, 16 years. Then we got a chance in the early 90s to start up an all-sports radio station here in Bangor, and I just thought it would be a neat thing to do and to try, and that's what we've done over the years, and we've covered a lot of games and a lot of sports in the last 16, 17 years down here in the Eastern Maine area.
You mentioned Bill Green. I got to tell you this little story. Bill was in high school at Bangor, and I was broadcasting a baseball game when Prescott played Bangor, and Tommy Van Adestein was playing for Bangor, a real great player. You remember Tommy?
Oh, yes.
And Bill Green came over, and I let him sit in with me for a few days. I talked to him here about a month ago, and he told me that was when he first got interested in broadcasting.
Yeah, he was, well, you know, in basketball they call it a gym rat. Bill Green was kind of a broadcast rat, if you will. He was always hanging around Eddie Driscoll at Channel 2, and kind of interned as a Bangor High School kid and went to Maine and stayed on. And, you know, Bill's great. He's a great help to me. He knows a lot of people all over the state, does that great half-hour show now. And Bill was a big help to me when I came in and, in essence, took over his spot at Channel 2.
Well, when did you take over as director of sports on WZON?
I'll never forget. I can't remember exactly. It was either 81 or 82. But I do remember that it was in late January. It was about 2 weeks before this tournament week. Because what I remember was, geez, how am I going to cover tournament week here all by myself? Bill had gone down to Portland, and I'm thinking, geez, I've got the task of, you know, covering it for Channel 2. And I just remember just going 100 miles an hour, it seemed like, that first year. So from that point, from either 1981 or 1982, either on TV or on radio, I've covered every tournament for the whole time period from start to finish, and it's great.
Well, and of course, you had to listen to George Hale. And
oh, yes. I see George all the time. He's not around quite as much now as he used to be, but, you know, George and Rich Kimball did a lot of games for us, and Dan Hannigan, who people know does Maine hockey. You know, we've had a great ones. As a matter of fact, I just mentioned Eddie Owen, the late Eddie Owen there.
Oh, Eddie was a great friend of mine.
A few years ago, we brought him back. Of course, he did a lot of Bangor High games way back when, and we said, hey, why don't you do play-by-play for a Bangor game? And he just loved the idea, and he actually came back and did a couple of tournament games for him. What a great guy. As a matter of fact, along with meeting and talking to you when I was a high school kid, Eddie Owen would come around too, and he'd stop and I'd ask him a few questions. I was just a snot-nosed high school kid at the time, wanting to kind of do this for a living, and Eddie would always take the time to talk to me and
you know
things.
Dale, I'd go back a little before that. His mentor was John McKernan, Sr., not the guy that became governor.
Right.
He was doing the play-by-play basketball, and he was a good one. He was one of the best I ever heard. You ever hear him?
I've heard him on tape. I have at my office, and I can't remember the exact year, but Bangor played Hill House in the New England tournament down at the Boston Garden, and John McKernan's doing the play-by-play, and Eddie Owen is doing the color. And I have somebody along the way, I'm not sure who gave me a copy of about the second half of that on a cassette tape, and I love to listen to that old style.
He was a good announcer. He died, you know, during a tournament at the Terrain Hotel in Boston.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's when he died,
yeah.
Huh?
And of course, his sons were very, you remember his sons, both Jock and Bobby, were good basketball players for Bangor.
Absolutely. And, of course, Bill Cohen, who was a senator, he was a little before my time, too, but I've heard all the stories. He could shoot the rock.
Oh, Billy was, I used to broadcast, I always admired Billy. He was one of the great set shooters, and he was All-State. Dale, now you do a lot of sports here, but things have changed a little bit over at ZON. I just reading things, you've had some major changes over there, haven't you?
Well, yes, in the sense that they're now running talk programs during the day and in and around the sports. We still carry all of the local games. We carry the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins and Sunday night and Monday night football, so we do a lot of games. We used to do our local sports show in the morning. Now we do that in the afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock. And in and around that and all of the games, it's more news talk, political talk stuff. So we'll see how it goes. I would prefer all the sports, but it's not necessarily my choice.
And you do have a connection with WHOU. I think you have some, they carry some of your shows.
Yeah, I mean, we're more than happy to help out along the ways. Every once in a while, there's a travel issue. And like, for instance, in recent time, the Holton Hodgson hockey team, we broadcast a game against Brewer just a couple of weeks ago. And as we tape this game here, we're hoping in a couple of weeks' time that the Brewer hockey team and the Holton Hodgson team end up in an Eastern Maine Class B final at Alfond Arena, because we're going to broadcast that one as well, and I think the WHOU is probably going to pick up that feed as well. So I always love sending our games back to them when it involves one of the local teams up there.
Dale, I know that basketball is fairly easy to broadcast, and you and I both had a little experience at the Alfond Arena trying to do hockey, and that is tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, hockey is tough, and I probably had it a little bit easier than you did, because when I did the hockey on TV at Channel 2 and Channel 6 for the statewide broadcast, it was in the early 90s, and I had players like Paul Kariya and Jim Montgomery and Garth Snow and Mike Dunham and some of these guys that you saw in the NHL. They made it pretty easy because they won most of the time. All I had to do was practice my score. And I know when you did the games, they weren't quite as good as they were when I got it. As you know, it's always, if you're following the local team, the home team, it's better when they win. Makes
yeah,
it easier.
And boy, that puck changes hands a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I do up a sheet with all of the names and a little bit of information, and you know, it's just a different cadence. It's different from basketball, which is different from doing baseball, which is different from doing football. And I don't know, sometimes you have good days, and then some days it's like you just don't have that recall, and it just doesn't flow, just like a basketball team from time to times. But you come back and do it again the next day, because you never know what's going to happen from one game to the next and one sport to the next.
Dale, you may not want to comment on this, but I'll ask you anyhow. The station is owned by Stephen King. Of course, everybody knows who Stephen King is. And at one time, you were doing a lot of University of Maine things. Mm. And now, whether you want to comment on that change or not, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess my comment would be kind of the same as it was at the time it happened. I guess it's been, what, 3 or 4 years or so now. I mean, again, I think it wasn't the right decision, but I'm biased. I admit that. I thought we did a great job, and, you know, I thought Maine made the wrong call. I still think they made the wrong call. And I know for a fact the way they made the call at the time was wrong, because I was on the other end of the phone line on those calls, and I have no reason to make up the stories the way it happened. And so at the time, I kind of spoke to the way it happened and the way it came down, and I think as much as anything, that was as disappointing as possible. But I will say this, our station, what we turned to was even more local sports, even more Red Sox things. And like, for instance, we host a hot stove baseball night at the Bangor Civic Center every year in January. And Joe Castiglione and Dave O'Brien and other people come up, and we put 550 baseball fans in the Civic Center on a Monday night in the middle of January and talk baseball. And so we do a lot of those things, and it's been a lot of fun. We don't obviously cover the game action of the University of Maine now. We still follow them, and we still do interviews with the coaches and players from time to time as the stories develop and all. So we've kind of moved on from that.
Well, Dale, in case some of the people listening don't understand what I'm talking about, at one time your station was the chief broadcaster of most Maine events, and for some reason or other, the athletic director changed to another media here in Bangor, and I think it cost him a little money on contributions from Stephen King, didn't it?
Well, that part, I don't know. That's a little above my pay scale, so I don't really know on that end. I think the Kings were disappointed at the time, and again, I don't think that it was the right decision and thought out through. What they did was sign with a national syndicated company, and I just think we did a better job covering them. Again, I understand that I'm biased, and so it is interesting to note that almost all the folks that made that decision have actually moved on to other schools and all of that, and so it is.
Well, Dale, I want to thank you very much. I'm sure that you have a great number of fans in Houlton and a great number of friends, of course, and I know your family does too. But Dale Duff, sports director of WZON, and I might say the background noise you hear is at the auditorium in Bangor, because this program, Dale, will be, as you know, played later on, and I just wanted people to know we were here. Thanks an awful lot.
Thank you very much, Dewey. I'm so glad to talk to you anytime, and hello to everybody up in WHOU land, and I'll be back up to visit soon.
Thank you, Dale.